Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There you go. That's courtesy of SNY. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, I don't care which side you bet on, how you bet it, if you won, you lost. It's one of the most fun baseball games you could have watched with the back and forth and what went on. And it's weird because leading up to it, it was 3-0 going into the top of the eighth. Spencer Schwellenbach was just rolling. Nobody could hit him. They sent him out for the eighth inning to face one bet, well, to see how far he could get through it. First batter he faces, 11 pitches, and then the guy doubles. So they take him out, and it's like, all right, well, we'll just go to the two guys that never give up runs, and Jimenez and Iglesias, and those guys came in with their gas cans and just blew the whole place up. Then the Braves take the lead back in the bottom of the eighth. You're like, wow, look at this. You're stealing momentum there. You guys got something going on, and then you heard that. That's Lindor in the top of the ninth saying, good night, fellas. That's it. We're done. We finished this thing off, and now we're headed out west, and I think we have some good playoff games today. Now, let me start off with the WNBA. My favorite play today is in the WNBA. It's Minnesota minus the 4.5 to 5 against Connecticut. Connecticut knocked off Minnesota in game one. I think a lot of people are feeling like they're going to come back and do it again, that Minnesota shouldn't be favored. That's hogwash. Minnesota was the better team. Connecticut played a great game in game one. I think they make some adjustments and Minnesota wins this one. On the flip side, I do like this game, but not as much as Minnesota. I'm going to take the Aces plus the points. I don't know if you saw the trash talk going back and forth between Kelsey Plum and Spike Lee. The Aces lost by 10 points in their first game, and they were down by much more. But I fully expect them to bounce back and play well today.
I don't know.
Well, the Liberty have been the best team in basketball, but I expect them to bounce back today in this playoff game. But we shall see. But let's be honest, today's all about Major League Baseball playoffs, and I'm just going to read you the matchups, guys, if you're not familiar with it, and I'll go over the pitchers and what's going on. So for the early game, it's going to be an interesting one and the best pitching matchup of the day. Framber Valdez versus Tarik Skubal. If you guys are interested in who's favored, all that, it's a 6.5 total with Houston minus 154. That one's such a tough game to call. Like, there are two games that I feel good about betting today. And I'll just say, I like the Orioles under. I'm not going to say I feel great about it, but I think Corbin Burns pitches a great one. The only reason I'm not betting on him is some of our concerns with the bullpen. And some people will say, well, if you have concerns with the bullpen, why wouldn't you bet the over then? I don't know how deep the guy's going to go in the game. I wouldn't be shocked if Corbin Burns came out and gave you 7 or 8 innings today.
Also, you know that the bullpen at times will come out and pitch 3. What we talked about just a couple weeks ago, was it 4 no-hit innings?
Yes.
So they could go either way. There's like, is it either great or bad? There's no in-between.
Because, look.
Which is typical for bullpens.
Everybody's betting on the home teams today, and obviously that's how people look at it. The Padres are facing the Braves. That's Mike King versus... I mean, you're going to have to look at this. Bryce Elder may be opening the game, and then they might go to another pitcher there. I'm seeing Bryce Elder listed in some places. In other places, I'm seeing, what is it, Luke? They haven't listed it here, so maybe it will be kind of a bullpen game for them with all the injuries they've had. but that game is, I don't know where I'm going with it. The Padres are minus 170, 167, 170, somewhere in that range. And again, the total 6.5. I don't know if I like a total of 6.5. Mike King's been pitching great, but this is his first playoff start. I don't know where I'm going in the Atlanta Padres game. I just don't. So I'm going to have a play on it because people expect me to eventually, but I don't have one right now as it stands because I think it's too tough of a game to call. Detroit and Houston, I am going to bet the under at 6.5. My favorite play is the Mets and Milwaukee over 7.5. Everybody's going to be all over Freddie Peralta. He's been great this year. Don't get me wrong. But he hasn't looked as good as he possibly can and how he's looked in years past. I feel like he gives up a little bit more hard contact this year. He's become more of a pitcher than just a strikeout guy, so he can go deeper into games. But I like this Mets team. I don't know what it is about them. I like them.
You have all season, actually.
Yeah, Francisco Lindor, I mean, look at the moment last night. If it's not for, look, Shohei Ohtani was the MVP. There's no question about it going away, but what Francisco Lindor did in any other season would have won him an MVP award.
Yes.
And he's been that good.
He was unbelievable this year and fun to watch on top of that.
And more importantly, when you look at their lineup, they got a lot of guys that do a bunch of different things. Like even like Iglesias is caught in lightning in a bottle here with the Mets team this late in his career when he was filling in for our guy here. Why did I just blank on his I just said his damn name. Not Fernando Tatis. Jesus. The shortstop.
Jotto?
Lindor.
Oh, the Mets shortstop. I'm like, what's that?
I went Francisco, Fernando, Fernando.
Tatis. I'm like, where are you going with this?
Name.
Yeah.
No, Lindor. Excuse me. But I do think this is a game where we're going to see some runs scored. Mark Vientos has been a guy that's been hitting the hell out of the ball. Brandon Nimmo with a big home run last night that we thought wasn't going to matter. I think the over in the Milwaukee game is probably the best bet today from a baseball standpoint.
I think Carlos Mendoza's speech after the first game of the doubleheader was typical of emotional speeches. He said, when we acquired J.D. Martinez in spring training, he said he was going to take this team to the postseason. You know, J.D. Martinez rolled on the bandwagon to the postseason.
He bought a ticket. He's on the back of that bus.
Yeah, he did.
J.D. Martinez went from hitting third to hitting fifth and sixth for you guys. Come on, man. He's not the same player.
No, he's not.
Now, the other matchups we have, we mentioned the Orioles with Cole Reagans, who had a terrible start against the Orioles his first time out. And then you also have Corbin Burns. You're going to look at some of these guys that are going to flinch that might be tight in the first inning. And then you got managers that ultimately have to make decisions in elimination games. So it's going to be difficult. Now, Luis Severino's going for the Mets in that Milwaukee, New York Mets game. And those are two guys that I feel comfortable attacking. And again, with the San Diego Padres, I don't know where I'm going with that game. It's just another difficult one. Just to recap real quick, what I like today, my favorite play is Minnesota in the WNBA, not what you want to hear typically on a on a Major League Baseball playoff opening rounds. I do like the Orioles and Royals under. I like the Mets and Milwaukee to go over. I'm going to bet Tarik Skubal and Framber Valdez that game to go under. I would lean towards Houston there. Framber Valdez has been pitching great. But it's not often that you get the guy that's winning the Cy Young at plus money. So it does make me wonder if we're going to see a little bit more of a split there. I do like the Aces plus the points. The one game that I'm really unsure of where I'm going is Atlanta-San Diego.
There you go. Let's go to Chris, who's in Baltimore. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy playoffs.
Happy playoffs to you, too. What's on your mind?
Is that it? Happy playoffs?
I think that's nice of him.
Well, no, he just cut out. What'd you do, Joe? Did you hang up on the guy? God bless it. Call back and bitch at Joe for hanging up on you. Go ahead, Rob. Oh, Rob hung up on the guy?
I'm that baby pappy.
Okay. can't get right. I can't get right. I know, baby Pepe.
That would be me. Hey, I didn't hear him for a while. As I was clicking the hang up button, I heard his voice.
Notice I didn't tell him to call back and give you a hard time. I'm just trying to give Joe a hard time.
I thought the guy was being nice, saying happy playoffs, and then bounce. I was going to say, what a nice dude.
How are you doing? I'm good. How about you? What? You
what
there?
What a nice guy, man. But it turns out that wasn't it. A senior vice president of communication development, community development communication, Jennifer Grandal, will join us at 9:30. But on the other side, we say goodbye to the hit king, Pete Rose. Do you think his legacy will be looked at differently in the future? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
And Lindor gets under one to center field. Harris going back. It's back out near the wall. And it's out of here. Linsanity again. Francisco Lindor flips the script with a two-run homer. And the Mets go in front 8-7. Oh, wow.
9:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. One of baseball's greats, the king, the hit king, Pete Rose, died yesterday at the age of 83. And Pete Rose is a very controversial figure in baseball, in pop culture, to be quite honest with you. He turned 83 in April. He retired from baseball as a player. He had 4,256 hits, which is the all-time best in games played with 3,562. All-time baseball lead in plate appearance was 15,890. All-time leader in at-bats with 14,053. He retired with a 303 batting average, 375 on-base percentage, 409 slugging, and a 784 OPS. His OPS plus was 118. There's nothing about Pete Rose that suggests that he should not be in the Hall of Fame. Then he gambled on the game of baseball.
So I don't know who wants to start with this, but I mean, I'll go with Pete Rose. I've always felt like he should be in the Hall of Fame. I feel like the guys that did steroids should be in the Hall of Fame. I feel like you can
should all be in.
You can put a note, put an asterisk by it, whatever you want to do. It's not like we're all going to forget that Barry Bonds was alleged to do steroids. Never busted during his playing career. Never had any of those things happen. We all know that there was something there. Guy won 7 MVPs and was the best baseball player I've seen in my lifetime.
Here's the difference, in my opinion, between Bonds and Clemens on one side and Pete Rose on the other. Pete Rose was busted for gambling on baseball and later admitted that he gambled on baseball on his team also. Mm-hmm. They have seminars about how the biggest sin in the game is gambling on the game.
It's all cheating. It's all cheating anyway.
I understand.
It falls under the same umbrella.
But he was actually busted for it. You can tell me that a guy, hey, man, I know he robbed banks. Well, you know what? He's going to go without a criminal record because he never got caught or committed.
So to your point, why aren't those guys in the Hall of Fame then?
I'm arguing for them. I think they should be in the Hall of Fame. They never got busted. When you're talking about a man who was jettisoned out of baseball and banned from the game forever, it's hard for me to form an argument that that man should be in baseball. We knew Mark McGwire cheated on baseball. He was hired as a first base coach, a hitting coach. Yeah. He was hired back by the game of baseball knowing that he cheated.
Because they overlooked that stuff until it came to the Hall of Fame.
Tony La Russa in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Well, because he retired, got put in, and then came back. So, yeah, I think
whatever. He was the chief of all of this stuff.
He was the gangster. He was the OG of all this.
All the teams that was
every one of them.
Was him.
Yes.
I mean, I guess the point though that I'm making, I think all of them should be in, and we're not naive enough as fans. Like the NFL, OJ Simpson's still in the Hall of Fame. They didn't remove him with all the stuff that's going on. And there are some people that say, well, maybe they should. It's what he did on the field, not what happened off the field. And I know it's very difficult to separate those things from time to time. Pete Rose should simply be in the Hall of Fame because nobody had a worse haircut than that guy. And he used that his entire life. He didn't even change it after his playing career.
Really.
Yeah, it's like, I think he cut his hair at home. But again, look, I'm the local degenerate here. I've been saying for years, I felt bad that they kept telling Pete, is like, if you tell the truth, we'll let you back in. If you tell the truth, we'll let you. Like,
psych.
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, I did it. Yeah, I knew it. You're out. He wasn't a good guy in a lot of stand from a lot of standpoints in his life and things that went on. He did cheat the game of baseball, and I don't buy into anybody that has. If you're a degenerate gambler and you have an in, you have an advantage, you are going to use that to the best of your capability every single effing time.
What's the common denominator, Ed, of Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Pete Rose?
The common denominator?
Yeah.
It's embarrassment to the game.
None of them are good guys.
Oh.
So it's easy to keep them out.
Yes, that's true.
It's so easy to keep them out. When David Ortiz numbers come up, everybody loves him.
There's no question.
Everybody loves him. I think it's so easy to keep those guys out. Does Pete Rose's legacy, in your opinion, Ed, look different in the future?
I hope so. I really do. I mean, I really do hope so. I mean, it's just, I think they all have to go in. It's basically a museum. I mean, put them in and just describe. We talk about put the steroid era in. Talk about what baseball was like. You had a dead ball era. You had a Black Sox scandal. You have Pete Rose. You got all this. It's all part of the baseball lore. So why not just have, when you go to Pete Rose's bust or whatever, you hit a button and it tells you the story. He was, you know, banned from baseball. He was found to gamble on his own team, although he never said he bet to them to lose, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do the same for steroids. Have everybody in, and you don't have this discussion more. And while you're at it, kick out all the baseball writers.
Oh, God.
Make it more like the NFL. We have a good, you know, a variety of people arguing for their guy. This is a bunch of guys that, you know, hate to say this, nobody reads the print media anymore. How are they still relevant?
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, too, the way that they've done it for years, it's like, I look at situations like this, and in baseball, you have to get a percentage of the votes. If you have anyone that says, I'm not voting for anybody on the first-time ballot, kick them out, because you're not taking your job seriously then. Either the guy, he doesn't do anything from year one to year two to change whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. I get that the class changes and new guys come in.
But if by principle they don't, I get what you're saying.
I mean,
if you don't vote for them in the first ballot because who they're up against, I get that. But if you stand on principle that you're not voting for someone in year one, then I agree with you. That you're not taking your job
you're an ass.
Yeah.
You're just an ass.
Yeah, bottom line.
Seriously.
You're being an ass.
One gets in first, but no one deserves that. You couldn't even throw a baseball. And you're going to keep out people first ballot like Tom Seaver and guys like this? Like
Ripken.
All of them. Except, who was it? Mariano was the first
Rivera
one?
Rivera was the one that ever, I guess they got the rest of these clowns to stop doing it. So the other problem I have with this, though, and we all said it, that Pete was going to get in posthumously, and it feels like that. I hope it happens for his sake I do, because they didn't want him to have that. I don't think they wanted him to have
platform.
That day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm torn on it because I can't tell people they're wrong for not wanting him in the Hall of Fame. I think people make mistakes and people do things according to where they are in their life. But when he played the game as a player, there's no question he's a Hall of Famer.
You know, when you talk about his legacy and how it looks in the future, I think it all depends on your defined future. Our kids don't care about Pete Rose.
No.
So the further you get away from this, I think the less relevant it is.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's like asking me what I think about Ty Cobb. Well, I hear Ty Cobb was pretty great, but I don't.
He's in. He's already.
I understand, but I'm just saying.
Like Shoeless Joe Jackson.
But when you're talking about legacy, Ty Cobb's legacy doesn't mean anything to me. I think our kids, Pete Rose's legacy. We saw Pete. I don't know if you saw Pete Rose play.
Nah, not really.
Ed and I saw him. I can't even say the back end of his career. I remember Pete Rose in the 70s.
He played with the Phillies.
He played against the Orioles in the World Series. Yeah. I saw Pete Rose play. So his legacy is in my brain because I saw him play. My kids never saw him.
His third ring was with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember 1980, I believe. Mm-hmm. Was it not? No. Was it 80?
I think it was 80.
They beat the Royals?
82.
It was Royals. They beat the Royals.
I don't know why 80 sticks in my head. Maybe
I think it was 80 they beat the Royals. Yeah. Back that team with Hal McRae and all the George Brett and all those guys. But yeah, I think, you know, I just believe that his legacy will fade ultimately. Let's go to Millersville and get Jeremy. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey guys, I was just thinking, when it comes to gambling and stuff, can players have FanDuel in this kind of stuff? And if they do, isn't that really the same kind of thing?
No, it's not, because they can't gamble on baseball. Yes, they can have FanDuel. No, they can't get gamble on baseball.
They can't
gamble on any sport in their facility. So, no, it's not the same thing. They can't bet on baseball.
By the way,
and if football players can't bet on football, NBA players can't bet on NBA.
By the way, 75, 76, and 80 were his World Series years.
So 80 was the...
Won an MVP in 73, won the World Series MVP in 75, two-time Gold Glove winner, three-time batting champion, Silver Slugger Award winner, Roberto Clemente Award. I mean, we can keep going on and on, and you listed all the numbers for him, the 4,256 career hits. I get it. I'm not here. Look, I'm not going to die on this hill fighting with people that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, but in my heart of hearts, I think people do make mistakes, and... That was a big one in his life, and I don't know that he should pay. Well,
some mistakes you can't erase. Senior VP, Community Development and Communications, Jennifer Grandal joins us. Up next is playoff time in Baltimore on The Fan. Game one of the American League wild card today between the Baltimore Orioles and the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Kansas City Royals. Jeremy, baseball is a festive sport. You know, they got the national anthem. Sometimes they have flyovers. They have DJs at the ballpark now. You think they'll ever get to the point like football where they'll have cheerleaders?
I mean, I think they should. It'd be nice. You know, there's the game's slow. There's nice things to look at during that period of time.
Right.
You know, and I know we get some in the stands, but like it's a little bit different when everybody's in uniform.
Coordinated, you know? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joining us right now, Senior VP of Community Development and Communication. She is Jennifer Grandal. What's going on, Jennifer?
Well, good morning, Rob. I kind of feel like I should start with the cheer since you're starting with cheerleaders. And I want to share the news with you that there are a couple teams in Texas that do have cheerleaders. I've seen them with my own eyes.
So, really? In baseball?
Just a thought. One of them didn't make the playoffs, which is the one that, you know, anyway.
The other Texas
good morning,
team.
Y'all.
It's game one of the wild card. This is an exciting point of the season. Jennifer, last year, you know, they made the playoffs. Yay, it was so much. Even though people knew the team would be better, they expected kind of to go to the playoffs. This year was in a different feel because in spring training, at least amongst the fans, it was almost a foregone conclusion that this team was going to the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you took a good look at the team down in Sarasota and looking great. One would not have expected the number of challenges that Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde have faced, the coaching staff have faced with the number of injuries we experienced this year. But, you know, we talked about that a little bit during season, and I think that you, you know, fans perhaps realize when they see Westy come back and Urias come back, what a difference maker those guys are. You know, injuries impact the team, and that number of injuries. We'd love to have Kyle Bradish, of course. We'd love to have Tyler Wells, Grayson. But it just wasn't in the cards in that way. But this team powered through, and I'm really proud of them.
So, Jennifer, what do you have cooking for the playoffs? I mean, second year old made the postseason. Anything particular going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, still have some tickets available. So really need the fans to come out to support the team. That energy is everything. Orioles.com postseason. Grab the tickets for today, tomorrow. And, you know, hopefully we don't need a game on Thursday. But if I'm a planning person, I'd get out ahead of it myself. But tonight you got Scott Van Pelt throwing the ceremonial first pitch, which, as you know, he's a big O's guy. Great to have him on our side. You know, fly over tonight, but really our fans with their rally towels pumping up this team and bringing us home to a win.
Hey, Jennifer, just make sure, like, he does, where is he going to pitch from? And he does know he's not supposed to bounce it before it gets to home plate, because there's some people that I know that bounce it in there.
Shut up.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to break some news here. We have a new style that we're trying out. It's called the bounce it ceremonial first pitch.
Nice.
So Rob is actually setting a trend. So if anybody does it afterwards, you know, we're cool with it. I got your back, Rob.
What I miss here?
You didn't miss when Rob threw out the first pitch?
I was recovering from surgery.
Oh, yeah, you missed it. He didn't.
He knew it. He's just stirring the pot. He's...
I will tell you, I personally would never do it. So I give Rob a lot of props, because standing in front of a bunch of people doing anything is treacherous for me. So
Jennifer, I do have a personal question, though, because I always tell people to go to Rob Long Sports for tickets. Is he getting the tickets from you? So should I send them to you? Or is it just easier if I have him keep going to Rob to get those tickets?
Yeah, I think we should just go right to Orioles.com. Rob's tickets might be hot.
Have him on back.
I don't know. I haven't tried them yet. I'm glad you all are making me laugh this morning. I talked to Rob yesterday. I told him I am exhausted, but this is a good way to start my day.
Senior VP of Community Development and Communications, Jennifer Grindahl, joining us. Jennifer, and this is like not throwing shade at anybody in the past, but these young guys in this clubhouse, they seem to be so much more accessible to the fans. Is that youth, in your opinion, or is that just the personality and the culture of this team?
I think it's a combination of both. So you have guys like Colton Cowser, who literally, I think you would have to tape him down not to engage with people.
I agree.
He's really got quite a personality. But I do think it's that overall feeling in the clubhouse. And, you know, even in those down times, I think a lot of people kind of counted us out. They suggested perhaps there was something going on in the clubhouse. The only thing that was going on was baseball, because, as you know, baseball is cyclical. You win, you lose. You make the playoffs, you don't make the playoffs. Nothing is guaranteed. We don't take anything for granted. But the reality is they came together and powered through despite all of the obstacles. And I think that that is the biggest story here for the season. And just tells you a little bit about the grit and their desire to win. And we've seen it. I mean, we just had an incredible road trip, 5 out of 6, I mean, including 2 out of 3 against the New York Yankees. That's not easy to do. Yes, the answer is it's all across the board.
When mentioning that, how they have grit, what do you think about the fact that they slumped a bit? They weren't great after the All-Star break, but at the end of the season, they really came on. They dominated the Yankees this year. No rest now going into the playoffs. Do you think it's a better thing for them this year than what happened last year where they had a big break?
It's a great question. I really don't know the answer to that. I would say that they are performing at an incredibly high level right now.
Yeah.
So I think it's very good to continue that momentum. I mean, I was in New York. I was in Minneapolis. Watched every single moment of the games and was very, very impressed what I saw offensively and defensively. Our infielders, our outfielders, everybody was just amazing. Our pitching was exceptional. And Cade Povich, the team that he was drafted by, had a really great outing. It was so good to see that for him. You know, and honestly, even just the performance on the field, but also how excited they are to come to Camden Yards, to come home. I think it was important for them to be at home. I don't know if you saw, we posted a video on social yesterday with Westy, Mounty, and Cowser asking fans to come out, which I think just tells you a little bit about how that important that is to them.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully we get a moment like we had last time with Delman Young. I hope you guys reinforce some of those bricks over there, because that damn stadium was swinging when that happened. So, I mean, what are you hoping for? Because, like, it's nice to see fans turn out. I've said this before, like talking about Bryson Stott with the Phillies and his walk-up song. I feel the same way about Gunnar Henderson's walk-up song. When everybody's getting into it and singing Gwen Stefani, I just think it's one of the coolest moments we're going to have in the postseason.
Yeah, I love it. In fact, Mike Elias and I were recently talking about the walk-up song, the Piano Man walk-up song that Povich had, and how the fans get into it. You know, where we are now from 5 years ago, think about, the fans didn't know our players. You know, there was such, you know, it was a very up and down situation in terms of players being up and down. And now they know Gunnar. They know Mountie. They know O'Hearn. They know all these guys. Santander, I mean, he has his own little following. And so they get behind them as individuals. And you're right, having that energy, that's why I can't emphasize enough the importance of the role that the fans play here.
All right, Jennifer, what time the gates open? What time should fans be down there to be loud and proud?
Well, the gates will be open a couple of hours before first pitch. The cheerleaders will be out about 5 hours after the end of the game.
What do I mean? Okay.
yeah.
You so get Mark Zeno.
Whoever's still going to be there, good luck with that. But sorry, Rob.
I mean, I like to dress up, but I ain't as cute as those other ones out there. I'll come out, Rob.
No, thank you. Senior VP of Community Development and Communications, she is Jennifer Grandall. Jennifer, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Have a great day, guys. Go out.
You go out. Jennifer Grandall, has been with the ball club since the whole resurgence of it.
She's been with them a while.
Yeah, man. I think 18.
Yeah. And like I ran into that, you know, financial planner guy. He knew her from his days when the Reds were down there.
Really?
She's been doing stuff with baseball for a long time.
That's good. That's good. 410-583-1057 is the number.
You want to give out her age next?
Sure.
She's been in here for a long time. Come on, man.
I'm gonna punch the crap.
It deals right in the throat. Look, the Adam's apple. You know what? I wonder if the butt on his forehead bleeds.
No, hit him right under that nose.
Only when I wipe it too
much. Once it opens up,
palm heel strike right into the nose.
You get hemorrhoids in that. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. So last night we went to
Kabuto, yeah.
Kabuto's. So you know how you have the whole presentation of the food? And they chop it up the food. Mm-hmm. They flip it to you. And you hold your mouth open. So Stephanie, she did it. Brianna, she did it. They got to Robbie. Robbie said, put his hand up, said, don't throw food in my mouth. I looked at him and said, that's my guy. So when he got to me, he knew, hey, man, keep it moving. Get to the next person.
He don't want food in his mouth either.
He put his hand up, like, stop. Like, between he and the chef said, don't throw food in my mouth.
Now, let me ask you this. Were they throwing shrimp or zucchini?
Shrimp.
Oh, so you still got the good ones. Some of the places are like, man, did you see how much the price of shrimp is now? Here's a piece of zucchini.
I think Robbie would make a great motorcycle cop.
That was
take knots from anybody.
That was a proud moment for me. I almost looked at him and was like, no, you dance, clown.
I'm going back to what Ed said. License and registration, please. Officer, do you know what? License and registration, please.
Just really picks
right at you.
Then give him a ticket and say, ho, ho, ho. And that's the encore of the day, 410-583-1057. Let's go back to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, I thought you were being nice, man. What's up?
No problem. But, Rob, I got to come after you a little bit here.
What
I was calling with good vibes earlier, just talk about the playoffs. I was going to bitch and moan a little bit about the tickets. Have you guys seen the prices for tickets right now?
Hello, we saw them kind of cheap. Yeah.
They're as low as like $30.
Yeah,
you know, the season ticket holders that pay $150. I guess it's not the organization's fault; it's demand. But we need people out to the game.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Where are your $150 tickets?
So tomorrow they're $150. Today it's $115. Upper deck,
like 300 sections.
Yeah, okay. I think we're like 364, wow. 115, which was fine when we assumed they were going to be sold out.
That is a problem.
That's a problem, yeah.
Because especially like now, like if you're going to resell it, like, you know, for $30, people are just going to eat the tickets. And I mean, if you look on the app, it's like every section.
Man.
But the reason I was joking, saying coming after you, I was just going to bring it up. And then you guys hang up, and then you bring on the O's rep. I was like, oh, tinfoil hat time. You guys are trying to keep, you know, I'm being censored here.
Rob said to do it. Rob said to do it. It wasn't us.
I wouldn't do that on purpose, Chris. And now I understand why they're upset. If you paid one something for Upper Deck.
What are you supposed to? It's supply and demand. I mean, this is what happens. Would you guys rather them say, okay, well, you don't get to pay $150 for these tickets now, or should they just give them to you for cheap, not knowing that these are going to become cheap?
Yeah, I got to make sense out of being upset.
Okay.
Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, Happy Orange?
It's Tuesday.
Wednesday. Tuesday. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, no, look, Kai, hold on a second. Kai, hold on a second.
You didn't even know what you were going to say coming
stop,
in?
Stop. I'm going to try this again with Kai. Let's go to Rice's Town. Let's get Kai. What's up, Kai?
Happy Taco Tuesday.
There you go. What's up? Hanging in there, man. What's
Oreo,
up?
Oreo, big time. Oreo, listen, on behalf of my late grandfather, I only call because, listen, I wear Baltimore stuff. Even when the Orioles was, sorry, I mean, I still wore the hats and all the jerseys and everything. But this, on behalf of my late grandpops, man, the Orioles got to make it this year, man. 2024 is some sentimental numbers that's related to his death. I think this is going to happen. You don't have to mention anything about that, Rob. I'm just saying, Oreo fans, this is our time. I won't be there, but I will be at Pickles tonight for the first time this year to have a little bit of fun. So go O's.
That's enjoy yourself, saying, man. Thanks a lot, Kai. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. We'll be learning Ed Norris.
Learn a little bit about Joe Jackson. We're talking about Pete Rose.
Shoeless.
Shoeless.
Not Michael's
Joe.
Father, right?
Not right. Shoeless Joe Jackson. Because we're talking Pete Rose and being excluded from the Hall of Fame, you know, Joe Jackson obviously is not in. And he was a .356 lifetime hitter. He played a long time. I didn't know he was. I knew he was good. I didn't know he was that good. But remember that famous quote? He's leaving the court building, and the kids are waiting outside.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah, say it ain't so, Joe. Ain't true, is it, Joe? And he says,
shut up, kid.
Yes, kid, I'm afraid it is. And they'll open a path, and he walks out of sight. He interviewed with Sport Magazine nearly 3 decades later. Never occurred. That never happened.
Really? Never happened? Yeah.
He also was paralyzed as a kid.
He was?
Yeah, he measles. He was... he was better. He had measles. He almost died, and it was paralyzed for a couple of months from that.
So you know baseball. You said you didn't know he's that good, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my proof about Pete Rose.
That's what I mean.
His legacy will fade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, believe it or not, I wasn't around in 1917, so.
Yeah, you were.
All right. The cusp.
Couple of national days today. It's always Taco Tuesday, but today is National Taco Day. It's the first Tuesday in October. Today is. Today is also National Fruit at Work Day. I don't know what that means.
Hey-o.
Today is National Pumpkin Spice Day. National Green City Day. National Black Dog Day.
Oh.
That's right, hey, the black mama. Dogs.
What's
and a day, what?
What's a black dog? Just a dog that's black?
It's a great song by Led Zeppelin.
I know that.
Is a dog that's black.
What? Okay. I ain't saying nothing.
National Homemade Cookies Day. What's your favorite homemade cookie?
I like chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin.
You like all cookies.
I love all cookies.
What's your favorite cookie, Ed?
I ain't seen a
homemade
bad cookie.
Favorite homemade cookie?
You know, give us something stupid.
It's like Italian pinoli cookie.
Yeah. I like pistachio cookies.
My favorite homemade cookie is chocolate chip because I like the gooeyness from the chocolate chips.
You can't say gooey.
Other than that,
you can't say gooey on the radio.
Other than that, I don't like chocolate chip cookies. Today is John Schierholz's birthday, former Royals and Braves GM and also Baltimorean and the uncle of one of my good friends, Chris. Today is also Rod Carew's birthday. He's 79. Schierholz is 84. Former Major League pitcher Jeff Reardon turned 69. Mark McGwire is 61. Former baseball player Roberto Kelly turned 60. And former NFL running back Rudy Johnson and former baseball pitcher Matt Cain shares a birthday. Jeremy, who's older, Rudy Johnson or Matt Cain?
Oh, man, I'll say Matt Cain.
Ed.
Rudy Johnson.
Joe.
I'll say Kane.
Rudy Johnson's 45. Matt Kane is 40. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Jeremy, what you got going on, man?
Well, first off, I got a sleep study tonight, so I won't be in tomorrow.
You'll be sleeping?
Yeah, I'll be sleeping. So going through the sleep study. And tomorrow is my anniversary. That's not why I'm taking off. I'm actually taking off for the sleep study. I just want to let people know, when you're planning out stuff for your anniversary, please check to see when the playoff schedule is and when it might happen. Or don't get married in October, because we had set dinner reservations at Petit Louis. My wife and I were going to do a French restaurant. That's the one we picked.
My favorite.
I can't wait to go. Our reservations are at 5:15, so I'm still debating on whether or not I record the game and hope I don't hear anything, or just let the chips fall where they may and rewatch it later. So we shall see. But happy anniversary. Somebody stayed with me for 14 years, Ed. Can you believe that?
Not really.
Hey! What do bungee jumping and prostitution have in common? It takes about as long, it costs about as much, and if the rubber snaps, you're dead. You're not going to get this one. Why do French only have one egg for breakfast? Because in France, one egg is an oof. That's the word for egg. Anyway. Why do people who live in Greece hate waking up at dawn? Because dawn is tough on Greece. What's the most famous termite movie star? We did this one before.
Who?
Clint Eastwood.
I don't remember that one. That's bad enough to remember.
Yeah. I lost three fingers in a tragic accident. I asked the doctors if I could still drive with it. Maybe, but I wouldn't count on it. You want one more?
One more.
Let me see. My six-year-old niece made her first dad joke. I couldn't be prouder. Why did the cow cross the road? To go to the movies.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That was a bad one to finish with.
And, you know, I like to be thankful that prayers are answered, Ed.
Huh?
The prayers are answered. Because I prayed for a Wednesday without Jeremy, and I got it.
I might just show up in my PJs.
Vinny and Ken Wyman up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.